Their positions are mandated by state law, but they don't make a penny for it. They're the five city historians, one for each borough. This summer, we'll find out who they are and what they know. Here's WNYC's Amy Eddings with the first of them.
Why is Queens called Queens? Why is it the only borough in which addresses include the name of the neighborhood? And why are the addresses there hyphenated? These are all questions submitted this week by our listeners for Queens historian Jack Eichenbaum. You can see other questions and some of his answers at WNYC.org/history. But Jack joins us now to answer a few of these questions on the air. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy.
So the story behind the names of places is a big one. How did Ozone Park get its name?
Well, unlike today, at one time, ozone was thought to be something good. Now we have an ozone layer and we kind of worry about that. But going back probably as far as realtors sold property, whenever a new piece of turf was sold off to residential buyers, they tried to give it a good name. And Ozone Park was an area that was settled in the 19th century, settled by houses in the 19th century. It was all farming there. And the real estate people that pushed it decided to give it a good name. And in those days, ozone was good. And park is always a nice thing to put into.
Yeah, sure, like floral
into
park.
Name. Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
What about Flushing?
Flushing's a little different because Flushing is an anglicized version of the Dutch name for the area, and that was Vlissingen. And Vlissingen is a town that you'll still find in Europe, and it's on the Dutch-Holland border. It's on the Scheldt River, and it's a port, and it's the port from which many boats left for the New World and the Old World to the Dutch East Indies and to the Dutch West Indies. And many of the settlers who came to live in the New Netherlands came through that port of Vlissingen, but when the English took over the colony, they anglicized the name to Flushing. And that was way before anybody had flushed toilets.
There we go. A question we get a lot on our website is a question about the way Queens addresses are constructed. They're very confusing. 32-35 33rd Avenue. How did that all come about?
All right. This is going to be a very long answer, Amy, if you bear with me. My childhood address was 42-27 215th Street. That address tells you that it's between 42nd Avenue and 43rd Avenue. You can see right from the address what the nearest cross streets are. If you're in Manhattan and you get an address 891 First Avenue, you got to look up on a table or on a map where 891 is. Same thing in Brooklyn. But in Queens, the streets will tell you, the number before the dash will tell you what avenue is the lower number, and then you infer the next higher number to find the street. But there are pitfalls, because sometimes you'll find Bell Boulevard, and Bell Boulevard acts like 214th Street, and there's no 214th Street. So when you're using the grid to find that, you have to know that Bell Boulevard is acting as one of the numbered streets. And so you have to play with that once in a while. It's imperfect.
You've been leading walking tours for decades. What is the fact about Queens' past that people find the most surprising?
Well, Queens is probably the center of globalization and ethnic mixing and racial and religious tolerance. I don't know of a race riot that's ever happened in Queens. Of course, there's been neighborhood change, but it's generally happened in a more gentler and longer-term fashion. Two World's Fairs in Flushing Meadow Park, and in the interim, 2 years as the head of the United Nations, and now the center of immigration for the whole world is in Queens. You have 50% foreign-born. That immigration that began after the laws of immigration changed in 1965, and since then, Queens has been the center of the new immigration. It's what the Lower East Side used to be for Europeans 100 years ago. Queens is for the whole world.
Well, you're a great storyteller, Jack, and you're a great spokesperson for Queens. Thanks so much for dropping
by. It's been a pleasure to be here, Amy. Thank you.
Jack Eichenbaum is the Queensborough historian. You can read a profile about him and read his answers to listeners' questions at WNYC.org/history. And tune in Monday for our journey into Kings County with Brooklyn borough historian Ron Schweiger. This is WNYC.